Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. And here we go. This is the last episode before Christmas. This is our first Ethan's Thoughts Christmas episode. So I'm kind of excited for this episode. Christmas is in just a couple of days. It's right around the corner. And I'm a big Christmas guy. I really like Christmas. And so I'm going to rank this episode some of my favorite Christmas traditions. But one thing I am thankful for in this Christmas season that I would like to think about is all of you that enjoy listening to the podcast. It's been an absolute blast making this, and I love seeing feedback from everybody saying how they like it. It's been doing well. It's exciting. It's fun. I love doing it. And so thank you again for listening and tuning in. Follow the podcast if you have it. Share with a friend if you don't mind. Maybe they need to hear about some of my crazy takes. But thank you again for listening for real, though. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode today as I rank my favorite Christmas traditions. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody. So today's episode, like I said, is going to be my favorite Christmas traditions. And I'll give you guys the inside scoop. This is actually my second take on recording this episode because I blinked out on what traditions were and like the actual point of traditions. And so I just started like listing things I liked about Christmas, like colors and things like that. But that's not traditions. That's not what I'm thinking about when I say traditions. So now I've accumulated a true top 10 list of Christmas traditions that I like. 10 being the bottom, 1 being the top. And so we're going to go through these and I'll elaborate a little bit on each one, why I like them so much, because there's multiple traditions, but I really, really like these. Number 10 that we have, Christmas cards. Everybody knows about them Christmas cards. People get together, they take nice pictures, and they'll send it to their friends or family, their loved ones. And it's a way for people to remember one another, to be kind of thinking about one another. And if you're like most people, you slap them on the fridge. You get about 10 a year. And it's kind of cool though, because if you're like me, you throw them on the fridge, you forget they're there. So then February, March rolls around and you're still seeing them. And it's just a cool way to think about those people. And I really like getting Christmas cards from people that I really don't see day to day. I don't know if you send them to people that you do see day to day, because that kind of doesn't make sense. But like at least personally think that you would send them to people that you like don't see all the time. But I like Christmas cards. They're easy to receive. I don't think I've ever actually made Christmas cards myself, but they're easy to receive and fun to receive. And so I just really like them. Number 9 on the list, we have caroling. Who doesn't like good old fashioned caroling? Going, knocking on people's doors, or going to public places and just singing Christmas carols to other people. I think it's fun. I don't mind singing in public. So that's boom. That's not going to bother me. And most of the time, you wouldn't go carol to somebody unless you knew they would enjoy it. And so when you know they're going to enjoy caroling, you go do it for them. Seeing the excitement on their faces, it just lights it up. I know that my church did it this year. I went last year, but they sang Christmas carols at the hospital, one of the hospitals in Jonesboro. And that was just an absolute blast. The hospital people loved it. Patients, people were all coming out and videoing us. They were listening and having a good holly jolly spirit and a good time during this. So it was nice to do. And I really like Christmas caroling. Number 8 on this list, experiencing personal Christmas traditions. So what do you mean by that? Well, everybody's got their traditions that are like your own family traditions, traditions you do yourself when it's Christmas time. To give 2 examples, I got 2 families now. My family at home, my parents, my brother and sister, we always on Christmas Day, we wake up super early to open gifts. We have chocolate milk. We then take the rest of the morning, unless Christmas is on a Sunday like this Sunday, and then we'll be at church. But we'll take the rest of the morning, just kind of hang out, organize everything that we have given to one another, and just have a good time hanging out with each other. But the key thing is chocolate milk. We always have chocolate milk. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And the other tradition I'm a part of is on Christmas Eve with Sydney and her family. They always have Christmas Eve party, get together. I don't know exactly what it's called, but there's always a lot of fun activities involved with it. Very creative activities. There's food. You exchange gifts. You'll do Secret Santa. We always do Secret Santa. And at this point, when this episode is filmed, I can't say who I have for the Lane Graham Secret Santa in case they're listening to this episode, because it will be out 2 days before the Christmas Eve event. So can't share, but I know who I have and I've already bought your gift. So, but it's just like really cool to like, they always have a get together at Christmas Eve where everyone comes together, the kids, the grandkids, cousins, and it's just really nice. And so you got 2 Christmas traditions. Those are what I mean by personal Christmas traditions. And I really, really, really enjoy them. Next, we have Christmas baking. Sydney would probably have this one a lot higher, including the personal traditions one. But Christmas baking, it's like when you bake things with Christmas themed. Sydney's family gets together every year and does like a Christmas baking party. And I already liked Christmas baking before then. That one just allows me to get my hands on it and like do it myself. But it's more just like Christmas themed things. Like you'll have Christmas cookies with the red and green sprinkles, or Christmas treats like the Christmas tree snack cakes, just things like that. I'm eating right now some Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer cereal, and I love it. And so it's just like Christmas. I put Christmas baking on my list, but like just Christmas food in general is something I really, really like and enjoy. I guess you can also think like, what else do you make at Christmas? I don't know, but you know what I mean. Whatever you think of when I say Christmas food, Christmas baking, that's what I'm thankful for. And I really, really like. It's my favorite tradition. So that was number 7. So number 6 on the list is watching Christmas movies. Who doesn't love checking out a good Christmas flick? Now, when you say Christmas movies, there's 2 types of people in the room, all right? There's the regular people, which I would believe I'd pitch my tent on that side of the room. And then there's the Hallmark Channel people. I'm not going to dog on Hallmark Christmas movies, but you know those people, they love Hallmark Christmas movies. And I'm not saying it's wrong for you to love Hallmark Christmas movies. I'm just saying, you either love Hallmark Christmas movies or you don't. It's one or the other. And so, like for me, I'm not the biggest fan. I feel like I could sit there and watch one. But when I think of Christmas movies, personally, I think, number 1, Polar Express. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. That's number 1 on my list. But number 2 would probably be, like I know Home Alone's a good one. I like Christmas specials, which I'm counting on the Christmas movies list, like throwback one, like a Madagascar. Remember Madagascar? With the lion, Marty, Alex, Melman, Gloria, the animals. They got a Christmas special that's off the chains. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. And there's a bunch of other Christmas specials I like, but I also like Elf by Will Ferrell. That's a good movie. And so I just like those kind of Christmas movies, and I really enjoy getting to watch a bunch of them. They just throw all of them on TV during this time. So it's a pretty hype time, and I really enjoy watching them. Number five, we've entered the top five. Number five is listening to Christmas music. A lot of people may not even have this on their top 10. They may just knock it off the list out of spite. Because I know a lot of people that don't like Christmas music. I do like Christmas music, actually. And I got a Christmas playlist that I listen to that I made myself. And it's called Ethan's Christmas. And it's got a lot of my favorite Christmas songs. One of my favorite would have to be This Christmas by Seal. But I really like Peace on Earth and Little Drummer Boy mashup between David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Crosby. I thought of Bill Cosby. That is not who I want to associate with Christmas. Bing Crosby. Okay. Like Michael Bublé, absolute Christmas legend. Mariah Carey's got her song that takes over Christmas every year, which I do like. One that I've really been liking lately is Like It's Christmas by the Jonas Brothers and Light of Christmas by Toby Mac and Owl City. So, like, I just like a lot of Christmas songs, and I really enjoy listening to it. It kind of raises my spirits up, gives me the holly jolly feeling when I'm playing Christmas songs. And so, I'm a big Christmas music guy. It's number five on my list. And when you name the other, when you see what I've named elsewhere, like on 1, 2, 3, and 4, you'll think number five is a good spot for it. Number four, we have setting up the Christmas tree. This is a great tradition that I love to partake in. I don't always get to do it myself with my family at home because it's always set up when I'm at school. But I have a little tree at school that I put up. I get some ornaments. I hang it up. It's got lights. And it's just nice, you know. It's just nice. We have our tree up here. And you get up in the night and you go. And some people turn their tree off at night. We leave ours on. And you see it and you're just like, man, like, this is great. I absolutely love this so much. And it's just a nice feeling. I love Christmas trees. I love looking at Christmas trees. I like going to Christmas trees parks. I love putting ornaments on, decorating them. I love looking at them. I just love them, love them, love them. And that's why they're number four on this list. I just love the Christmas trees. And I think they look pretty. Number three, we have gathering with family. If you're like me, Christmas is a time where everyone comes together once for a lot of different things. So normally, we go and visit my family back home in Alabama. This Christmas, we are not, but a lot of them are coming to visit us, which we're very thankful for. Sydney's family, the brothers come into town. Everyone's here. The other family comes into town, too, but they also already live in the town. So, but everyone comes in together to the house. They hang out, eat food, and it's just a really great time of hanging out and seeing people you haven't seen in a while. And that's one of my favorite things I really like about Christmas. It's just getting to see everybody, gather together, and hang out. And when you gather together and hang out, most of the time you do another Christmas tradition that is number two on my list, and that's gift giving. Now, I will specify, I like gift receiving as well. I think gifts is probably my love language. There's some people that have heard stories about me with gifts that would maybe back that up, but I also like giving. I like giving gifts. I like getting Sydney gifts specifically. I like getting my parents gifts. The list gets very small after that, but I'd like getting them gifts. And there's nothing like getting someone a gift that you really put a lot of effort in and thought into, getting them that gift and then seeing how much they enjoy it. It's just so awesome. And that's why it's easily number two on my list. I love it so much. And it's one of my truly favorite aspects of Christmas is the gift giving. Number one, easy peasy. If you know me, you could assume this would probably be number one. But my favorite Christmas tradition is celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. I've said many times on this podcast, and I always specify because I imagine there could be people listening that may not be a Christian, but I am a Christian, and I celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, who was born on Christmas, and it's awesome. Absolute thing. Like, I love the different ways we celebrate. You know, we have Christmas Eve services at church. Love those. This year, we got Christmas Day church. I'm pumped up for that. That does not frustrate me at all. I know I have two grandparents. They always bake Jesus a birthday cake, and we sing happy birthday to Jesus. And it's just really cool time to also, like, you really want to remember your Savior. If you are a Christian, Jesus is your Savior. So you really want to remember him during the whole year, but it's like something special when it's like, it's real. It feels more natural and special when it's at that Christmas time, around the time it actually presumably happened. And so that's number one for sure of my favorite Christmas traditions. I kind of celebrate this one year round, but like I said, it's really special at this time of year. And so to recap the list, I think it was a pretty good list. This isn't like, this like last week's was the movies. This one's not as intense as the movies. Like, I'm not as hard-nosed about this is number one, and if it's not your number one, you're crazy. Like, this is all my personal list. And one of the reasons I made this list was, one, I just wanted to talk about Christmas. Christmas is in a few days, and I wanted to have a listed Christmas episode. But also, I hope that you take some time and think about your favorite Christmas traditions. And this episode will be out on Thursday, the regular day. It always comes out. And Christmas is on a Sunday. Christmas Eve is on a Saturday. And even the 23rd is on Friday. So you have 3 days to really act on appreciating the holidays and the traditions that you have. So these traditions you're thinking about when you're listening that you like, you still have time to really soak them in and appreciate them before they're gone. And that's what I encourage you to do. But thanks for listening to today's Christmas episode. Wasn't that all this, all that? Not a lot of humor even. I just wanted to talk about Christmas. Who doesn't want to talk about Christmas? I absolutely love Christmas. And so thank you for listening. Go have a great Christmas time with your families, friends. Remember the reason for the season. And I hope you all have a great Christmas again. Enjoy your gifts. Enjoy your food, your movies, your music. And I'll see you guys next week.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.